China's military is targeting Australian universities to access advanced technologies. That revelation is contained in a new research paper published today by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. It warns that Australian universities are collaborating with Chinese military scientists at unprecedented levels while failing to manage the potential risks to national security. The paper's release comes as the Director General of the Australian Signals Directorate has explained why two Chinese tech firms are being banned from being involved in the 5G mobile phone network. Hagar Cohen with this report.
It was a candid assessment from a man who isn't given to making public announcements. One of Australia's top spies, the Director General of the Australian Signals Directorate, Mike Burgess, spoke in Canberra last night and explained why Chinese firms Huawei and ZTE were blocked from Australia's 5G network.
We worked hard this year to see if there are ways to protect our 5G networks if high-risk vendors, equipment and services were present anywhere in the networks. At the end of this process, my advice was to exclude high-risk vendors from the entirety of 5G networks.
Concerns over Chinese influence in Australia are a major issue for security agencies in Australia. And this latest warning coincides with an Australian Strategic Policy Institute report, which outlines unprecedented levels of collaboration between Australian academia and Chinese military scientists. The report's author, Alex Joski, says the Chinese scientists have sometimes use deceptive tactics to collaborate with universities worldwide.
So my report finds that about 2,500 scientists from the Chinese military have been sent to study or work overseas in the past decade. Around 300 of those have come to Australia, and these are people working in high-tech fields like navigation technology and supercomputers. Within that cohort of 300, there have also been at least 17 members of the Chinese military who've used cover to come to Australia, and that means that they've tried to hide the fact that they're from the military.
He says this kind of collaboration comes with a serious security risk.
The primary risk is simply in improving the military technology of China, which we're increasingly competing with in places like the Pacific. But there's also a risk of technology theft.
And have you identified any such breaches?
No, not to date.
The report finds that the University of New South Wales collaborates the most with Chinese military scientists out of any other university in the Western world. UNSW has published 120 papers with the Chinese military in the past decade.
So the University of New South Wales, I think most of the people going there are open about their background in the Chinese military, but I've also identified in my paper a number of cases of Chinese military scientists going to UNSW using cover.
Alex Joski says universities have not been proactive in trying to identify the potential issues this might pose.
They have such a great reliance on student numbers and research collaboration with China, yet at the same time they haven't actually built up a deep understanding of China that reflects the closeness of their engagement and ties.
AM has contacted UNSW for a response. Huawei has previously told the ABC it does not answer to the Chinese government.
Hagar Cohen reporting, and the peak body, Universities Australia, said Australian universities carefully assessed applications from students from all countries and liaised with defence and security agencies as needed, and that visa decisions are made by the Australian government.